right, please welcome our pre-op tranny friend, Jessica. Jess!
Hey, Elliot.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, goodness. Excited as anything.
I'm sorry, say again?
Very, very excited.
Are you nervous?
Nervous, not as much as excited. Right now, I just want to get over to Colorado and get it done.
And now, Jess, let me just kind of back up and get the make sure I have the story in line. I don't even remember how long ago we all first met, but I feel like it's been a year and a half maybe since we've all been friendly. Maybe even longer.
Yeah, actually, I think it's. I think it's about a year and a half.
All right, very good. And you have been, and how long have you been going through the process of going from man to woman?
At the time it had been probably just over a year that I'd been transitioning at the time.
Right.
It was about 3 months at the time that I'd been living full time as Jessica.
Right, of course. And then you'd been on the pills.
Been on hormones literally about a month before that. So I was on for about four and a half months when we first spoke.
And I feel like time's flown by and now it's surgery time.
Yeah, indeed. It has really flown by. I mean, it's very surreal. I can't believe that it's here.
I equated it to knowing that I was going to go in and have my wisdom teeth removed.
Actually, that was the last major operation that I had.
Yeah. You know what? This will be just like that. A little local, you'll feel a little loopy for a little bit, and next thing you know, you come out, poof, vagina.
Well, something like that. I mean, I actually remember with my wisdom teeth being wheeled out of the operating theater, and I thought something had gone wrong, and they said no, we're all done. It's like, oh.
Yeah, somehow I don't think you're in for the same experience this time through.
I think this time it'll be a whole lot more emotional than losing my four teeth that were crowding my mouth.
Hey Jess, we were talking earlier in here, just kind of like, do they say that you'll experience any, and pains isn't the right word, but any kind of like phantom feeling or phantom existence?
There are some people experience different things with it. I wouldn't say it's really phantom because the nerve endings are actually still there.
Right. I was talking more in terms of like.
Is it like force of habit? You're gonna.
For example, when you get up every
you're
morning.
You're used to standing.
No, she sits. Jessica, you sit when you go to the bathroom, right?
Yes, I do. I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah. No, wow. Because that is part of living as a woman.
No, that's
is
true.
That
that's
you
true.
you sit down to urinate.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the last, do we know how old you are?
I'm 33.
33, okay. So for, in as long as this transition's been going on, or as long as you've at least required yourself to live as a woman, or the doctors have, you have sat down to urinate.
Yeah, pretty much.
So once everything's done, I feel like it's going to be somewhat weird when you sit down to urinate, and it's a completely different routine, even though it's so second nature right now. I feel like that is such a completely different routine that it's going to be like, oh my God, it's not there.
It definitely will be a good routine, except, you know, every single time that I sit down to pee now, I get all emotional.
Do you really?
It's like, oh my God, I just can't wait till this thing goes away.
Really? So does your penis repulse you?
I'm sorry?
Does your penis repulse you?
To some extent, yes. It's not the feeling. It's not really, I wouldn't say it's quite repulse, as it is with a lot of transsexuals. It just frustrates me because, you know, my brain's telling me what should be there, and, I'm completely convinced in my mind what is there, and then something like going, as simple as going to pee will remind.
Is a reminder that something's wrong.
No, it's not like that.
Right, I understand that. I was thinking really more of a, I can't really understand it, but I can make sense of the emotional feeling. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking from just a sheer sense of like going, oh my God, it's gone.
I'm sure that there will be a bit of that when, you know, when I wake up or. And it's, or especially when the, you know, when the pain meds wear off, you know, for the first time, and
yeah, have they
they're coming to change the dressing, and
have they told you as far as like when the pain meds wear off, like what to expect?
Well, they have. Well, I think it's more. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to a lot of people that have been through this already, and you know, most of them agree. You know, that very first time that they come to change the dressing, you know, as horrible as it might look down there at first, you know, take a peek.
Really?
So that the reality sinks in right from the beginning.
OMG.
So that you can start getting... Yes.
Take a peek and a photo. Really? So, like, they say the second you can get your eyes on it, take a look at it.
Yeah,
which is a credo I have lived by forever.
I just walked right into that, didn't I?
Hey, Jess, let me ask you this: Have you picked out like a like what you want your first pair of panties to be with a vagine?
Well, actually, unfortunately, the first pair of panties I'll be wearing will be
mesh
ones that they supply.
Yeah, no, but I meant the first time where you get to like you know like put on. I'm not talking about like it's like for. Like women who have a baby, like they give you like that garbage at the, it's disgusting. But
yeah.
Like I'm talking about like the first time when they like, okay, Jess, listen, honey, it's time for you to go home. Mother can put on whatever she wants to wear. Do you have like a certain pair of like panties where you're like, oh hell yeah, look at me?
Well, considering some of the post-operative maintenance, I'm not going to be able to wear quite the ones that I would like to, but. I certainly have some in mind.
What is the post-operative maintenance?
Oh, okay. Well, since
lots
the...
of witch hazel.
Well, basically the new vagina. Basically, your body sees it almost like a wound.
Right.
So basically, your body's natural reaction at first, anyway, is to close it up.
Yes, certainly.
And, you know, to basically seal it all up and, you know, get rid of that tissue completely.
Right.
So, essentially for, especially like the first number of weeks, basically you need to dilate that.
Yes. You know what? That was very nicely put. That was very nicely put. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that could have gotten really ugly.
Is there a medicinal tool or no?
Well, yes it is. You know, they call it a, you know, a dilation stent.
Oh.
But you know what? It looks
God.
Just like your average.
I got it.
Yep.
I understand. So that is, but you know, and there's no like in the initial weeks, there's no fear of pain.
Oh, I am expecting a lot of pain.
Really?
Well, considering my reaction to like laser hair removal and things like that, where I've had a much 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 higher pain experience than the average girl going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting to be very, very sore.
Yeah,
I
would think so.
Where was the worst pain for the laser hair removal?
Just above and just below the lip.
The lip?
Yeah.
Oh,
my.
I know exactly what you're thinking. And
I would
say down there, probably about 30% of the pain experienced on my face.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, really.
So under the nose is really bad, huh?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that's. I mean, even with, I go in there with, you know, with the cream that they give you, plus I take a very strong pain pull to deal with it.
Right.
And most people don't even use
that.
Most people don't even use the cream.
All the kids.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jess.
Still very, very painful.
Jess, let me ask you this. And I want to ask, like, you know, like, good questions. So I hope this doesn't appear too forward. Will you be able to grow hair down there?
Will I be able to grow hair down there?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly would have, you know, if if I hadn't had it all lasered.
Interesting.
Basically, what they require you to do is to have laser hair removal on basically all the bits that are going to go inside.
That's a requirement?
It's a very strong recommendation.
Wow.
if you think about it, I mean, you've got this tissue that has a natural tendency to grow a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I don't know about you.
Look at Flam.
I don't want a forest in there.
Right.
Flatter says, I don't judge you.
Wow. So you had to get all that done.
Yeah. Yeah. I had laser almost all over my body, so I could put them all into order in terms of which one's more painful, which one's less painful.
Where is the hair removal on a testicle painful?
Actually, no.
Really? Who thought this call would be educational?
Well, actually, no. It was on the testicles. I would say it was probably 25% of, you know, of anything on my face.
How about that?
Yeah, I was very surprised too. I was, like, bracing myself when...
But keep in mind, you hate yours. You may welcome the pain there because you hate them.
No. The level of pain I experience goes far beyond that. So.
Yeah, well, good point. Hey, Jess, how long are you going to be out of work, honey?
Oh, that's one part that I'm really looking forward to. I'm home this week.
Right.
Leading up to the surgery. And then I'll be out of work for 6 weeks, and then after that, I'm working from home for about 3 weeks or so.
So you'll be out essentially 10, 12 weeks, give or take.
I'll be physically out of the office for about 10 weeks.
And the office is completely cool with it. Your job's completely fine with it.
As much as they can be. I mean, it's like anybody going out on leave, like maternity leave or whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're valued, and I think that I am, you know, they're gonna struggle along at first.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, right now that they're all. I mean, you know, they're gossiping.
I'm sure that there is some.
Trust me. They are. If your office is even half of what ours is, they've come up with nicknames. They are ready for you.
Oh, I can't. I don't think it's nearly as bad as your office.
And so now when do you return from Colorado? Wait, so you leave tomorrow for Colorado. What day is the actual surgery?
It's on Friday, on the 8th.
This coming?
Yes, this Friday.
Ooh, man.
That's kind of how I feel. You know, I'm thinking this time tomorrow I will be about a quarter of the way to Colorado, and yeah, it's, you know, I'm not finished packing yet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what did the I want to go back to my underwear question for a moment. Right now, do you wear like boxers or anything like that, or like dude underwear?
No.
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 So what are you wearing
right now?
Well, no, not right now. Well, yes, maybe, but
just,
I mean,
the bikinis like
in general.
I would say mostly bikini.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes.
But not like a thong bikini. Like, you still have a back on those, don't you?
Yeah. So for the most part, I'll wear bikini.
You don't. You've got half a cheek sticking out, don't you?
I've got half a cheek sticking out. No,
you know,
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, so you've got like your whole ass covered then?
For the most part. I mean, if I'm wanting to be a little more sexy than that, then sure, I'll wear something a little bit more racy. But
oof.
You know.
Amen. But when when your woman is ready to go, I mean, you're going to be strictly like a big, like a thong wearer or something like that, right?
I'll wear whatever I...
Whatever my man wants.
You know, whatever fits best with the outfit for a start.
Right.
VPL.
And, you know, however I want to feel that day.
Do you think there's any part of your... And I understand... I say I do, but... You are convinced that you are truly a woman who just got stuck in a man's body. And I get that. Is there any part of being a dude that you're going to miss?
Well, there's something that I guess I already do.
What's that?
My driving. I hate to say this for all the women out there, but, yeah, my driving has actually gotten... I would say considerably worse than it used to be.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that.
You know, I just can't focus on the road as much.
No, but I mean, is there any okay other than the stereotypical driving analogy? is there really anything where you're like, you know what? I hate being a guy, and for 33 years I've put up with this, but the one thing I'm going to miss about being a dude is. Whatever. Like, I do believe, like, when we've even talked, and you said you'll be out as
like
a woman.
Simple as, like, shorter bathroom lines, or...
But she does it. It's not like she'll cheat and piss in a urinal.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything, to be quite honest. I'm actually at quite a loss as to what to say. I really, really don't think that I'll miss anything other than, I suppose, well, I'm not in pain right now. And I'm about to put myself through a whole lot of pain.
Right.
You know, that would be, you know, the only thing. And it's really, you know, it's a temporary thing. And, you know, then, of course, there's, you know, that post-operative maintenance that we were talking about earlier.
Vomit.
You know, that'll be something that I'll have to do for the rest of my life.
Whoa. What do you mean? Like, at no point does that get, like, normal?
Oh, well, it gets a lot less. So you basically, you don't need to, you know, at first it's basically about, you know, for my surgeon anyway, they recommend 3 times a day.
Of dilation?
Yeah. And that's the first critical week.
By the way, Diane's got you beat by 2.
Well, yeah, then her and I need to speak about how she fits that into her day.
Hey, let me ask you this. So what do you do at work? Like, during lunch break, you're going to have to dilate.
Well, and that's why I'm working from home for the first 3 weeks
right.
after my leave.
By the way, there's a sales girl up at Big that I could turn you on to, because she dilates at work.
Yeah, and then after that, I'll be dropping down to 2x a day.
Oh, so like before and then on the way home, maybe.
Yeah, so basically...
Ooh, maybe while listening to the show on the way into work, you'll dilate.
No. Very, very messy job, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't need that. let me ask you this. Where is, and I don't know that we've talked about this before, Jess, where's your family in all of this?
Well, my sister is in Spain. And
right.
My mother is in South Africa.
I think you were meaning more mentally, right?
No.
Or were you asking, like, where they live?
No, not so much in terms of where they live, but, like, are they being very supportive of this, transition?
I would say my mom is a little more... than my sister, but I mean, they're both very, very supportive of me and of this of the transition itself. I'd say just the stage of, I'd say, acceptance.
Right.
You know, my mom's come a little bit further than
your sister.
I think it's just because I speak to my mom a lot more often. You know,
hey, Jess,
I speak to my mom like every week. So.
At what age, like when you were a kid growing up as a dude? Like, at what age did you go from doing, like little boy things to, like, little girl things?
It's more wanting to do than actually doing.
Right.
Just the way I was brought up, and, you know, I basically felt that it was wrong to do all these things. I thought it was evil and all the rest of it. So, but... Oh, goodness. I think, you know, it was around, you know, 5.
Oh, God. I'm a year and a half away.
Your son, have a little talk with you.
And then your relationship, where does that stand right now, Jess?
I think, you know, there are some, there's some jealousy things there, you know, where if she feels jealous, you know, she's got, she's going out to Colorado with me.
Right. Now, I have to ask only because I don't remember. She is a real woman or she is a he? That's also going through.
She is also a transsexual girl.
Yeah. Right, but hasn't had the procedure yet.
Correct.
Is there a plan for him to have the procedure as well? Well, you know what I mean. It's a him now. You're a him.
No, we had this conversation the last time. she definitely is. Planning on having the procedure, but I think just it's going to be a little while.
Right.
Just in terms of being able to afford it. It's
how expensive is it?
The surgeon I'm going to, basically everything included, in terms of the hospital, surgeon, etc., it comes to about $18,500.
So soup to nuts, $20 or $20,000.
Any of that covered by insurance?
No.
Actually, for me, it is.
Oh, really?
For me, I'm getting a very significant portion of that covered by the insurance. The hospital in its entirety, and that's basically $10,000. And then the surgeon, they'll give whatever the amount is, you know, the customary accepted amount, whatever that is, because
right.
they can't tell you that beforehand.
Wow.
They'll only tell you that afterwards.
Wait, Clear Channel barely covers somebody giving birth.
Well, I'm glad I'm working for Clear Channel then.
Yeah, no, amen. All right, well, listen, I'm nervous for you.
Well, thank you.
And when am I going to get to see it?
Well, I don't know about seeing it in the flesh.
Whoa! Don't get prude on me now.
No. Well, actually, I have thought about this. What I will do is when I come into the studio, I'll come in with a whole series of photographs.
No! I have to see it. I've never seen one that was built.
Well, you will see it in pictures.
Yeah, but that doesn't do justice. Remember how for the longest time we wanted to pay Kyle to sit, like we wanted Tiny to come in and pull his pants down and pay Kyle to sit and stare at Tiny's mule for like 4 hours? I want to do that with Jess.
Well, exactly, and that's, you know, I don't want that. I really...
Oh, I didn't mean I was going to treat you that way. I just want a glimpse of it. I want you to tease me with it.
Well, I don't know about so much about tease, but...
I have to see it.
Put it this way, I think for educational purposes...
There we go.
You know, and in that sort of a more respectful way, then I might consider it, but...
Tyler, get a backdrop and a pointer, and we'll be ready to go.
However, if there are any cameras...
No, Jess, I would never... Jess, please, you know. I would never do that. Seriously, I have... Just that added the curiosity, I wouldn't treat you that way, please.
No,
almost insulted.
Well, no, I have to say, I mean, knowing you on your show, and having gone through like three interviews, it's I was actually very, very pleasantly surprised.
Thank you.
You've actually, I think, been a semi decent guy for me.
Yeah.
You know.
And the reward for that is I want to see it.
And. I will definitely consider it, but...
All right. Well, you know what? Let's leave it there. Let's leave a little bit of uneasiness for the two of us. There's you want to show, I want to see. Let's see how it goes.
Something to think about in post-op.
Hey, when can I talk to you on the phone just to find out that everything went okay? Will you have a phone in the at the hospital?
I will have my cell phone with me. However, whoever is with me, which will be either my partner or a friend of mine, is coming for half of the stay.
Right.
So it'll probably be the friend of mine. She'll be the one that's going to make any determination about.
Jess is doing just fine.
Anybody speaking to me.
All right. You know what? Then yeah, let's give it a little bit of time. But listen, best of luck on Friday. I hope everything goes great.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And yeah, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Well, I think, you know, probably, I don't know, probably sometime, maybe midweek next week.
All right, very good. I have to go see my mom for the next couple of days, so I'll be in the exact same amount of pain.
Oh.
All right, Jess, best of luck, honey. We'll talk to you the middle of next week, okay?
And good luck with your visit to your mom.
Yeah, thank you. It's almost as bad. All right, Jess, best of luck, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye. See you on the other side.
Yes. Oh,
see you on the
God.
Other side.
Oh.